Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, real ass podcast fans? It's your boy, the international superstar Zach D'Amico, filling in for Louis J. Gomez. Derek can tell that I am a bit phlegmy and he is disgusted. I am your friend Zach D'Amico, trying to get my dick touched under the table by Tracy Carnazzo. Today, on Friday's Real Ass Podcast, Louis is in Vegas doing gigs, so I am holding down the fort, and I am joined by three wonderful comedians. We got Derek Gaines.
What's happening? What's going on?
How you doing, my friend?
Good to see everybody. Let me move in some. All right. How's it going?
It's like we know each other.
Everybody's good?
It's going good, my friend, and it's a pleasure to have you. To my right, we got Miss Tracy Carnazzo.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me.
How are you, my love?
Oh, my God. I'm so amazing.
You got a great radio voice.
Thank you so much.
Hi, everyone. You're like, who's that New York woman? Come on, you know her.
The New York woman? There's only like five of us.
No, the fucking radio host. You know who I'm talking about.
Angie Dr. Martinez.
Ruth. No, fuck. That's going to kill me this entire episode.
Well, this man on the microphone right now, it is his 30th bidet. Oh. We're very excited for him. He's a big boy now.
Nothing's
One of
changed.
Our favorites, Brendan Sagalow. How you
Thank
doing, my
you.
Friend?
I feel good.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I've been trying to experiment with microdosing a bunch. And sometimes you take too little, and then sometimes you take too lot, and today was one of those days where I took too much.
You took too lot?
Yeah.
Are you on it right now?
I'm okay. You know,
What are we microdosing on?
Chocolates.
Okay.
Okay.
This is what it's called. It's called, they come late, but they come at the same time. So it's like, oh, shit. Like you
I
might
can't be hearing
them,
that right now.
But now you like, because I was fucked up yesterday.
Well, I took like... It was like a chocolate bar and had 9 pieces. I took 3.
Would it be funny if you just thought about regular chocolate?
That's
by
what
the
I thought. I was a little bit confused.
The mushroom chocolates.
Mushroom chocolates. Yeah.
I was like, I like Lindt sometimes, not a lot.
I know.
It's very sweet.
It was definitely a little too overboard.
Yeah.
But those are a fun one. That's a good thing to be on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And it's your birthday. So literally, you can't get like...
I don't care.
It's my birthday.
The Subway is the worst because there was a guy with like pimples all over his fucking face.
You saw him.
Yeah.
Dancing.
Oh yeah, it was awful.
That wasn't a real person.
Yeah.
He just made that up.
It's like a Donnie Darko bunny.
Well, you beautiful sons of bitches, I am fucking excited out of my mind to have you guys. Thank you so much to Louis for trusting me to run the show. Let's get plugs out of the way. Shannon, if you want to cue up that music. Derek, what do you want people to check out?
June 17th through the 20th, me and Dave Temple, the co-host of No Need for Apologies, will be at the House of Comedy in Phoenix all weekend. He's opening for me. I'm closing. But basically, we're just trying to do like a melee 1-2 punch to get people to listen to the podcast. And June 23rd at The Stand, we are doing an NNFA comedy jam. The 23rd, there's a Ticket Links is out right now. We have paid promotions everywhere. The Stand is the shit. June 23rd, we're kind of bringing Def Jam back to New York.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Fucking phenomenal. Sagalow, birthday boy. What do you want people to look at?
Just follow me on Instagram. Follow me on Twitter at Brendan Sagalow. If you're on Twitch, I'm Sags2Riches. Follow me. We play every fucking night. It's awesome. So.
Sags and Riches. Really cool.
Fantastic. Miss Carnazzo?
Hi, I'm Tracy. How are you?
Very, very good. Thank
TracyCarnazzo.com. And also, I have a brand new podcast, Catfish Trash Talk, as always, 90 Day Fiancé Trash Talk, and Teen Mom Trash Talk.
Nice. Brand.
Yeah.
You got the brand.
Yeah, but also, like, I just want everyone to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Trixie2Zini, TRIXIETUZZINI.
Hell fucking wonderful. Guys, June 11th and 12th, Tromanance Film Festival, Light in Pennsylvania, the Mahoning Drive-In Theater. Come see my new movie, hashtag Shakespeare Shitstorm. And that's it. It should be a lot of fun.
Shakespeare Shitstorm. A lot of alliteration.
Yeah.
A lot of SHs.
No, nobody with a lisp can go and ask to see that.
No, they're not allowed in. It's homophobia. So, guys, I am very excited to have you. Brendan, what are we doing for your birthday? What's on the docket, my friend?
So, I'm spinning in God's face currently.
Okay.
Or Allah, whatever you believe in. And then I'm going to the Van Gogh fucking immersive art exhibit after this, dude. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Do you
have
more chocolates?
No. And if I took more, I would die. I would fall through one of those, like a hole in the wall. Like a hole in the ground. I would fall right through.
I did that here. It was very embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah, I fell through the stairs.
Oh, God.
Do you not know about that?
No.
Oh, dear.
Those stairs?
The stairs outside. You know how there's like the concrete? One of them was rotting, and I fell through like Winnie the Pooh.
Did you break anything? You straight?
I fucked up my tailbone.
Oh,
did they paint a face on your belly?
No, Eric found me. He saw my fat leg hanging through the ceiling.
Oh, how long were you hanging?
God.
Long enough for me to yell at the maintenance guy for a few minutes.
Oh my God.
Did you need call him a few racial slurs?
Did you need help getting out? Because that's where it becomes very embarrassing.
Yes, because I was up past my thigh.
Mm. Oh God.
I needed to be lifted out.
Did
slowly.
Anyone take a photo?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's what I wanted.
You saw a giant fat leg hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, man.
They didn't even let you out until they took a photo of you?
No, I insisted there'd be multiple photos taken because I was screaming that I was going to sue everyone.
Oh, that's great.
I was very angry. And then I calmed down.
It's a nice white approach.
Yeah.
I've gotten very good at what I would call the Karen email. I get a lot of money back from Uber.
Yeah.
Oh, I love complaining.
Oh, dude, the Uber email, dude. So they'll just send you money.
Really?
Over any. Dude, I had a guy make me wait 20 minutes, pull up, see me, and just I watched him cancel me and keep driving. Dude, I fucking wrote an email that I fucking wear women's clothing and that I identify as gender fluid and that he saw me and it was a discrimination.
How much money did you get?
Oh, I got a few free rides off of that one.
Wow.
How much do you think it was altogether? Like $100?
It was pretty goddamn good. I got discounts for a while.
Yeah, see,
wow. I was wearing women's pants, but if I have pants on, usually it is women's pants. They just fit me good.
Really?
Yeah.
Pregnancy pants?
Yeah.
I guess from Torrid.
Maybe sweats or something would give in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they look like regular pants, but in the back, they have a little bit of stretch.
They're like Lululemons.
Yeah,
they feel good. Dude. Hell yeah.
Oh, do the Karen email? I'm fucking all over it.
No, I just, you have to really fuck with me to make me take time out to do that. You know?
I enjoy it.
It's just like, it's like suing people. It feels like it would be too much of a hassle.
You don't sue anyone?
Okay. No.
All right.
Never will.
Life is different on this side.
Well, this is a perfect transition if we're talking about suing people. 8 high school coaches suspended after forcing a Jewish student to eat a pepperoni pizza.
Gross.
Shannon, let's hear about it.
Yeah, that's okay. Not kosher at all.
So the kid was being punished because he had missed a mandatory practice or like training. But the reason why he missed it was because he had an injured shoulder, so he couldn't really do anything anyway. But so they made the whole team plus the coaches stand around him and made him eat an entire pizza by himself.
What?
Who picked that punishment, me?
Yeah.
That's not a bad punishment.
That's a great punishment. Wait, was it like intended to be shameful because he was spitting in God's face?
Maybe.
Or was the punishment you have to eat a pizza while people yell at you?
Was he kosher?
That's what I'm thinking. It's meat and cheese together, so that's why.
Why didn't he just take it off?
Right, but I'm just saying, is he even kosher? Because I have a lot of Jewish friends. And
so they don't ever specify that in the article. In the article, it is also revealed that they allowed him to remove some of the cheese and some of the pepperoni, but the pizza still had the remnants of the pork on it. So it seems like they're really stretching for a lawsuit here. Overall, though, it does seem like a silly type of punishment that you can't really do.
If I was in eighth grade, I would love it. I used to try to eat whole pizzas when I was a kid, so yeah.
Where was
I
the
want
pizza
that punishment
from?
Now.
Yeah.
Well, I want Ohio, that as my birthday punishment.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Shannon, it's Ohio, guys. They're eating Ohio pizza.
Ohio.
That's a punishment.
Oh, yeah.
Is that bad? The pizza's
is
bad
it,
out
is
there?
It good?
Well, it's Ohio.
Have you ever been to Ohio?
Good in Ohio?
I don't know.
They don't know better, though, there. They don't know better.
Yeah, but
it's
that's
not like
a
they
punishment.
Would know good pizza.
It was probably like Domino's.
Oh, yeah, dude. An entire pepperoni Domino's could be gone in 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, depending on the size. And the lava cakes?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, dude, you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't like Domino's. I'm bougie.
Yeah, I don't like Domino's
I don't like
either.
The crust.
Oh, no, it's never. Domino's is for a specific event in my head. Like if you're watching,
yeah, being
a
alone in my
yeah, I don't, I don't drink, so
okay, that too.
Yeah,
Domino's. Yeah, like Domino's is like you have to be in the mood for bad pizza.
Yeah.
Like if you want pizza, now, I never trust people in New York that will like order Papa John's.
Yeah, like what? The fuck?
What the fuck's wrong? Yeah. You don't know. Like you're either from somewhere where the pizza is shitty and you refuse to let go of it.
Yeah.
Or you're mentally ill. Like yeah. I don't understand.
Order how from like, John's, but not Papa John's.
Yeah. How do people stay in business like yeah. like a Papa John's in Brooklyn? It makes
doesn't
no sense
make
to
any
me.
Fucking sense. It never did. I'm like, because there'd be like a Roberta's down the street or some shit that like they got.
Fuck Roberta's.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like for tourists that come yeah. in that don't know any better. It's like I went to England and had McDonald's, you know, because it was right there. It's like,
yeah, but it's still just McDonald's. Well, pizza in Ohio is different than pizza in New York.
Well, like, food in England, period, I heard is fucked up. So I'm glad you went to something that you that you can connect with.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
And you
I
go
hear
there, no you just want a nice burger, feel like home. Felt great.
So they punished them with kosher. They he made them break kosher. What is this spitting in God's face that y'all keep saying? Or is that a phrase or something?
I said I was spitting in God's face because I'm tripping on mushrooms.
That's not so. That's I don't know.
Is that in the Bible?
No, I was just being. I was being hyperbolic.
Oh, I was okay, saying like so it is hyperbole. So I was like, oh, yeah. All right. Because I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Now, if you're close to spitting God's face, you might as well just suck his dick. Am I right, everybody?
I don't get that because wow. Usually when I'm high,
I think that's
what
the
God
chocolate
is.
Talking.
I get high to be closer to him. So I don't know. But you know, you whites, y'all got y'all shit. Man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it depends.
What do you mean?
Sometimes you trip, you get a little devil action, depending on what you're listening to.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got their hands in the pot right now.
I had a girl once told me she saw the devil while we were tripping having sex.
That's crazy.
It never made me feel better. She told me I was the devil.
Did you come?
Probably.
Whoa.
That sounds like something that would get me going pretty hard. We're freaking Derek
just came
out.
Right away.
Derek does not
like,
matter.
I don't like any of this shit. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
He wants nothing to do with demons or demonology.
Yeah, I don't do anything. I came up in a Baptist church. Of course I don't know about demons. Well, I know about them, but nah, I don't.
Do religious horror movies scare you more than regular ones?
Absolutely not.
Really? You just don't believe it?
It's just weird. Like, The Exorcist, I was young when I saw it. I was just like, oh, this is unnerving. It's just a little unnerving. She's throwing up on everybody. She's saying all the shit you would think. Oh, your mother sucks cocks in hell.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. It's just like, it's kind of cheesy. The only one that really got me was, what was that one? The one with Ethan Hawke.
Insidious.
Training Day.
Nah, the one, was it Insidious? The kid killer.
Oh, not Insidious, you're right.
That shit, when he was
video,
a writer.
With
and
the video.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Shannon, if you could look that up, it's fucking me up. That's bothering me.
I was.
What?
Sinister. That shit.
There was actually a study recently where they did people's heart rates throughout like the 50 highest rated horror movies on IMDb.
Yeah.
And they said technically by heart rate, Sinister is the scariest movie ever.
Whoa. I was like, oh, we was in the theater like, oh, this shit is different, nigga. Like, them home movies that changed in the... but that's about it.
My thing with the Exorcist demon is like, why would a demon know to say fuck and cunt and everything? And you know what I mean?
Demons come with Tourette's. They just know, like, you know, it's just...
They know how to mess with us?
Yeah, I guess. they like dirty words. So if I say a lot of dirty words, and I get...
Yeah. I mean, if I was there, I'd be like, yeah, fuck cunt. Who cares? Whatever.
Yeah, but...
Who gives a shit?
Well, the story that The Exorcist is based on was a real little boy who was speaking Latin, who shouldn't have known Latin.
Wow.
Wow.
And then the raised letters on him was supposedly real, too, but somebody was just probably
abusing him. Maybe he just took Latin. Yeah. I took Latin.
That's paranoia.
In school.
I think the kid didn't go to school.
Okay, well.
Like, this is like...
All right, well,
this is like,
that's a big problem. That's
CPS. That nigga might be a savant.
Yeah. He's just autistic.
The motherfucker might be on the spectrum and just knows Latin because his brain is fucked up. Oh, that's so funny.
How did they even know it was Latin, though?
That's an overshot.
They don't even send their kids to school.
I'm laughing, picturing the whole Exorcist franchise based on an autistic kid.
Yeah, that's an overshot like a motherfucker. Like, wow, y'all got that from that? Well, good for y'all. That's imagination. That is imagination.
Like a story that gets embellished over and over by generations. I can't imagine... basing an entire lifestyle off of that. Books that in no way mean anything to today's lifestyle, yeah. I can't imagine living by that.
This is blasphemous.
That's so
the pepperoni pizza thing reminds me of, like, so I used to work like event security, and it would just be me and 30 hood black guys.
Okay.
And every time they got pizza, there would be like a rebellion. Like all of a sudden, the Muslim would come out of all these dudes. So that's what I'm wondering. Do you think maybe was the punishment eat a pizza, or was it like we're humiliating you? Because I feel like they're including the Jewish thing as clickbait.
Yeah, they definitely are.
I think it's eat the pizza, and the humiliation just kind of came with it.
Or was it eat the pizza and then maybe do laps or something?
It was humiliation, because it said that they would surround him. He was surrounded by the other coaches and players, and they would yell at him.
Borderline gay.
Dude, I would be like, I don't think I've learned my lesson.
I just keep showing up late.
Four more.
Another round.
Yeah.
Can we get the next pizza for somewhere better?
That's what I would say.
All right, let's move on. A lecture given to 16, 17-year-olds in NYC taught kids about porn, including how some people are turned on by electrocution.
Oh, okay.
Where is this lecture?
Shannon, tell us about it.
So the school that this happened in is a $47,000 a year school that Barron Trump used to attend. So it's like, you know, uppity kids. And they had a mandatory lecture hosted by a woman who is kind of known to stir the pot a little bit. And during the lecture, she... Go ahead, Brent.
Is that what it says in the in the article?
No, that's me.
Oh, okay.
These uppity...
You have, like, personal gripes
these
with these?
Uppity children were talked to by a woman known to
say stir the pot one more time.
Stir the pot.
Okay, keep going.
Shannon makes everything sound like gossip and hearsay.
Yeah.
She was known to stir the pot. She thinks who she is. Shannon.
Shannon's like white girl six. Remember girl six? That's white girl six.
It's not true, Shannon. You're a white girl seven.
There you go. Bang. Girl six was a black... Anyway, go ahead.
So during this presentation, she talked about porn. She talked about porn genres such as incest, consensual, vanilla, barely legal, kinks, and BDSM. And then also she showed videos of women. This is one that I believe is taken from the presentation, where she's asking them, is this art or porn?
Okay.
She listed the most searched terms of 2019. Which included gangbang, anal, stepmom.
Ooh.
So she went through all of this, and apparently this was through a Zoom class. Mm. So the parents kind of overheard it and then went to the school.
Jesus
and
Christ. Yeah.
Well, I ain't got to go far to jerk off.
Yeah.
What class was this for?
So it was a lecture for the school in general. It was like for health class.
Yeah.
It was probably religious.
I've taken health classes where they're like teaching us this bullshit.
Too early.
To an extent, it's fine. Like, kids should know about all of this shit. But to be like, is this art or porn? That's a little.
That sounds like a debate class more than a health class.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to go.
Why do they need to know
like,
that?
Hey, guys, you know what's a banger right now on Pornhub? Incest.
Yeah.
Right. I like that. I like that they're teaching.
Oh, I thought you meant incest.
Wow.
Go ahead, sis.
No, I do. I like that they're teaching them, because I feel like there's so many things that I just didn't understand, and I sounded so stupid, you know, when I was like 13 years old, just out there in the sex world.
Yeah, I'm happy that it's
sex
not...
Sex world at 13?
You know, you're out there at clubs.
I'm a late bloomer.
Listen, when you were 16, 17 years old, do you think that they're really opening these children's minds, or you think they know... Like, these kids know more than we do. Well, maybe not Zach.
No, there's no way they know more than we do.
Oh, they know a lot.
They know a lot, but they don't know more than we do.
That's kind of like they dedicate hours and hours to Pornhub. I mean,
so do I.
Maybe just like one extra hour. They have less work to do.
I don't.
Kids know everything.
I don't think they know it. They might know a lot, but they don't know how to handle it. Like,
and they don't know it in an academic sense. Like,
well, that's where we're getting it, and this is perfect.
I want to see what that art versus porn thing was. I want to know if I could tell the difference.
This is the image that they shared.
Is there any more to that?
No, this is the only one.
That's art.
Damn. Does that turn you on? Does that turn anybody on?
No.
Honestly,
that's making me nervous, because I don't like anything too tight on my wrist.
Uh-huh.
Because it makes me nervous. It makes me feel like I'm cutting off circulation.
Oh.
So that makes me nervous. I don't even like the tourniquet if I get my blood taken. I feel like I'm going to faint.
So, like, what's the point in teaching kids that? Is that to make it fun? Or
I feel like it's more of a debate thing. Like, I feel like it's a debate class more than a health class.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any speakers come and do like big presentation? Like,
no.
Did you? You didn't have like the day big. We had an AIDS guy, and we had the guy that Beretta was based off of.
Cool.
AIDS guy looked like Paul Bearer from WWF, the Undertaker's manager.
Okay.
Oh dear.
And he came in, talked about AIDS. Straight AIDS guy, which was surprising. And one of the kids asked, "When's the last time you had sex?" And
how did
he
get the AIDS? Oh, sorry, fuck.
From fucking.
Oh, okay, cool.
And said, "When's the last time you had sex?" And he said, "With my hand this morning in the bathroom."
Nice, nice.
In which bathroom?
Dude.
At the school?
I don't know. He never clarified, but there may have been
in
AIDS
the bathroom.
In my high school bathroom.
Wow.
Wow.
That's I went to Catholic school. We definitely did not do this.
Zach was like, "I have to get up right now.
Excuse me.
Run to the bathroom.
I need a black light."
Shit, all I got was the demonstration of banana with the condom and the fucking Magic Johnson video.
I never
That's
got
all
that.
I got.
My condom video was Sinbad.
Oh, shit. Really?
It was Sinbad. Shannon, I think we've watched this before, haven't
That's
we?
That's got to be hilarious.
It's Sinbad dressed as a condom.
Oh, wow.
If you could bring it, I mean,
how do you even pay attention to that?
How did he get that gig?
Because he lost the genie movie and he got the condom gig.
Wow.
Hey, you and your.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
Oh my god,
I remember this.
You taking that test soon? Yo, check this out. We have got to talk, man. The condom. If you don't know by now, and I don't know why you wouldn't know, because it's in the papers, it's on TV.
Sinbad is so fucking funny, man.
Sinbad is so overlooked. He's one of the funniest dudes ever.
They have not found a cure yet. That's
the best condom I've ever seen.
They haven't found a cure yet. The NBA will probably be all white before they find a cure.
I mean, he must have felt like a fucking idiot doing this.
Some of his friends is like, the fuck?
You don't need me.
Yeah.
Well, if you've been watching this video and you still feel that way, you have taken stupid to a whole new level.
Wow.
I mean, some of y'all guys out there have got some whacked up ideas about condom. Standing around there, I don't need no Jimmy hat. I can't be intimate with my lady. You don't have AIDS. That's why I don't buy a condom.
This is great.
Hey, that's why you're buying me, stupid. Fellas, the women have gotten hip to y'all. I hear them talking in the aisles, and they're talking about you like dogs. You know what they're saying? No love without the glove. And women are not ashamed to buy me. They buy me in bulk, and they pay cash. Please,
they just let him go
right
off
now.
For 8 hours.
He really did.
Because Sinbad got that.
Well, that's like the thing they said.
Latex condom. Call me condom, call me latex. Just get there. And don't fall for this imitation lambskin fool over here, right? That's like drinking out of a glass of water with a hole in the bottom. It ain't gonna work, baby. It's like Tommy Spud Webb trying to post up on Michael Jordan. It ain't gonna happen. Give me an A. Give me a T. Give me an E.
This is
Give
great.
Me an X. What's that spell? Latex. That's right, baby, and nothing else. I also come with spermicide. But hey, some don't. If they don't, you can get your own.
He hasn't taken a breath.
Dude, because the Sinbad just
fucking funny.
How do you put me on?
It's very judgmental.
You can see, I don't have any arms, so I can't show you. You're going to have to do some things on your own. Read the package. And you know what? I'm cheap, too. So don't say you can't afford me. You can get three for $5.
Wow.
Like a beast.
Where else you going to get a deal like that?
They didn't write this shit.
And don't leave home without me. Because if you do, hey, it's your funeral.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Good.
You're dead, huh?
I love how they were probably just like, just say the one line, Sinbad.
Yeah.
Just the one line.
Hi, I'm a condom.
Yeah, right. Use condoms.
Sinbad just went in. He just went the fuck in.
How mad do you think Howie Mandel was that he lost the gig for condom?
I know.
He definitely
years I've been putting
the
word.
Dead part. Yeah. You know what this is like? This is like when Tim Dillon did the no smoking commercial. Did you guys ever see that? Where he was the ashtray?
Oh, wow.
And he was just, oh, yeah.
I mean, that's great casting.
Yeah.
That was great.
Oh, he's got the voice for it.
Yeah,
sure.
He was just the voice of an ashtray. Dark. And every time a smoker came near the ashtray, he would just tell them to quit smoking and roast them.
Geez, Sinbad is a fucking god, dude.
Yeah.
And we had that. We had Ben Affleck for in an anti-steroid movie.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I remember that movie.
Right?
Didn't somebody, it was like the kid died or something?
No, I think he just beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And so then the Beretta guy
came. Oh, that was steroids, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The Beretta guy came, who I think his name was T-O-M-A, his real last name, and he came and did like this emotional speech about drugs and alcohol, and in my head the whole time, because I was old enough to know that anti-weed stuff was mostly propaganda.
Yeah.
So like I knew the basics of it, that like, yes, weed's illegal so that they can arrest black people and hippies, et cetera. Like I had already figured that out. And he comes in and he finally gets the weed. I'm like, how's he gonna put this together for a gymnasium full of kids?
Okay.
And it was him saying that his sister and her son were killed in a car accident, and the driver was high on marijuana.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
And that was his connection to: if you smoke pot, you will kill people in a car accident.
Oh, what a dick!
Right? What a fucking shitty. What a way of ignoring anything.
Yeah, that's definitely ignoring any vulnerable feelings that you feel about what happened to your loved ones. That you're just taking it out on the drug.
I feel like that's something he added to his act later when he was like, I got no good weed stuff.
What do you mean?
I feel like his sister died and he added a detail.
Oh, and he was like,
he made that the detail.
Well, how can you tell that the guy was high? Do they have like a bowl in the car? I think they do, yeah.
Test for weed when you get, if you're in a car accident?
No. I mean, I guess they can, but they would have to bring him down to the station. They'd have to give him a urine test. They'd have, I mean, what
well,
if
he killed two people, I would assume they do that.
This was also 75 years ago when Zach was a kid.
Thank you.
Yeah, then they definitely did not do that. They didn't have the technology. Also, Zach and I are, I think I'm older than Zach.
Yeah. You get fucked at a checkpoint. I remember me and my boy was smoking something called Bruce Banner on our way to somewhere in Ohio. But we were driving
out of Philly. Ohio's coming up a lot.
Yeah. We had gigs. Fucking, so we see the cop off in the distance. That's why I was like, this is why the weed is dope, because we saw all the way down the road. It was like, is that a fucking checkpoint? Nope. And then we took another way.
Nice.
So, yeah, you can get fucked with weed on a checkpoint. They'll hit you with that whole, it's just like, oh. Yeah.
That's just because Ohio's flat. You can see everything in Ohio.
This was in Philly,
you could see New York City.
This was in Philly on my way to Ohio.
So you saw from Philly to Ohio?
I didn't see from Philly to Ohio.
He saw from Philly to slightly down further.
That was really good weed. You're right.
Yeah, but no. But we were high all the way to Ohio, which was great.
Did you guys have the crash car in front of your school?
Shit. Oh, the one that's wrapped around the flagpole or whatever.
Drink and drive car?
Oh, I didn't have that.
Where did you guys go to school?
That's morbid.
I had
Jersey.
No sex ed.
Assholes. Fucking truth tellers.
That's so morbid.
Went to school with pregnant bitches walking up and down. Niggas fucking in the A stairwell. My school was awful. We had all those goddamn. I remember it. They used to come in. It was different groups. Like it would be the black girls one week, then it'd be the white guy for sex ed and shit like that. Because I remember Willenboro High. 40 minutes away from my school, they had a daycare center.
Oh, that's nice.
Damn.
I got to tell you, that is the best way to go.
Wow.
And yeah. those girls, they have their life set right now.
Okay.
Because they're like your age. They have grown children, and now they could start their lives. That's how you have to have a kid. 13, 14-year-old.
Yeah,
no,
now they can learn to read and write.
16 is too old. 13, 14 years old, you have a kid.
Okay.
Your parents are probably going to help you raise it. I mean, where are you going with this?
Uh-huh.
By the time you're 28 years old, you have a 14-year-old, and you're like, all right, now I'm like mature enough to like do well in college, get a great job, and start
a
career.
You've only had your period for a year.
You gave birth to a homie.
Yeah.
And now you have a friend.
Now you have a friend, and you just need to find a guy who wants to fuck a 40-year-old grandma.
You know how many people do? You think that's hard?
I have.
Let me tell you something.
42.
Guys don't give a shit.
42-year-old grandma with an 18-year-old.
Guys don't give a shit. It's not hard.
No
way, fuck a grandma?
No.
Man, dude, listen.
Let me tell you, I see women with 4 or 5 kids, 5 different baby daddies, and they have a new husband. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, they don't care. Guys don't care. 14, 13. If you're listening, you're 13, 14 years old. Yeah. Do it now.
So tragic.
Also, that's when your body's supposed to have a kid.
Yeah, not at fucking 30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We probably would have less goofy kids walking around people weren't waiting until their eggs were falling apart.
It's true.
Good point.
Damn, I'm still in shock by the daycare center in your school.
Not my school. A school in Jersey.
Yeah, that's
fucking God.
That's what we should be talking about.
That's like, yeah, for sure. We
Camden
should be
High
yes, we should be like 13.
Camden
now
High
it's
one.
Time.
Camden High had one. Camden High had a daycare center at Day High School. Yeah, man.
It's good.
Wow. I have a theory about I have a theory that every guy remembers the full name of the first girl in middle school that got titties.
Oh, yeah. I know her name. I'm not going to say it, but I
What's
do
What's her
know.
Name, Brennan?
Her first name's Danielle.
Oh.
And I know
Does
that
she still
she
have
got
big
titties.
Boobs?
I don't know. Was she trashy Italian?
Okay, I'm from Long Island.
They're all trashy Italian.
Okay. Because mine was Danielle Nappy.
Oh, shit.
Danielle Nappy and Sasha Monavardi.
Nappy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That sound like she got a body. When this is the NAPPI.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the eye with a heart.
Yeah.
And those are the first girls with titties. And I have this theory that there's, you always remember the first girl with titties, and then the first or second girl with titties is the first girl with a baby.
Dang!
No.
Okay,
no.
These are the smart girls in this world.
The first girl who got pregnant in my school, her name was Nicole.
That's a good pregnant name.
That's a pregnant girl.
How old is she? How is she?
17.
Too old.
Nicole. You're crazy.
How old's her kid now? 13?
I don't know. I haven't kept in touch with these people.
You don't know how old she is? She was in your class or what?
So if she had a kid, right. I mean, I don't want to do this fucking math.
13.
Yeah, she did the math.
13.
For you
already. She's got a 13-year-old kid.
Right.
There you go.
But I mean, you could have an older kid.
Her life was ruined.
Was it?
No, I don't know.
No, it absolutely was not.
And by the way, we all know what Nicole looks like. We're picturing a girl.
You don't know what she looks like.
In Tweety Bird pajama pants.
Does she have fuzzy slippers?
Get down to the details!
Gym class, walk the track smoking cigarettes.
Very, very close. I was the one walking the track smoking the cigarettes, but the Tweety Bird pajamas
Nigga, that's spot
that's
on.
That's spot on.
Oh, if she's wearing pajama pants to school, she fucks. We knew.
Is that an unwritten rule?
Me and my homies used to go.
If a girl wears pajama pants,
she's in the lunchroom with pajama pants
she's
on,
ready to
she
sleep.
Fucks.
Yeah, she's like, ready to go to bed.
She don't give a shit, bruh. Welcome to Jersey. Like, yeah, this was great.
Yeah, Nicole, I'm not going to say her full name, but yeah.
I love saying full names. It's funny every time.
Because it's terrible.
she knows who she is. Don't worry about it. She's listening.
I said my friend's name the other day for getting jerked off on a field trip, and I forgot that he's a teacher in that high school now.
Oh my God.
His kids shouldn't be listening. That's the problem.
Yeah, whatever.
We're all human.
If I was a teacher, you're just looking at the bus, you're like, good times.
I don't like saying full names because I knew a lot of motherfuckers that was dangerous back in high school. So, like, I remember one boy, Brandon. That's all I'm going to say.
Ooh.
He whooped his father's ass at the school. We said,
what?
This nigga beat his dad up at the school.
That's so cool.
Me and my homies used to be like, these motherfuckers are beating up their parents at the school. Like, the school would be scared to send a nigga home for his dad's life. Like, yo, I fucking miss high school, man.
Christ.
Bomb threats every Friday, all 10th grade. We used to have to take classes in the bleachers. It was so fucking great.
Wait.
We would go down to the football field and be like, yo, you think the school gonna blow up today? Like, it was the wildest shit ever. Going to school in 2000.
They didn't ever find the kid that.
High school and Y2K, nigga, was incredible.
They never found the kid who was putting in bomb threats every Friday.
It was different. These motherfuckers were crafty. People. They would call because Overbrook was the bomb scare school. We went to the bomb scare school. Like, why the fuck we always get bomb threats on Friday? Like, it's so fun because we just all go to the
school. They would ignore them after a while.
Because it's 2000.
It's the golden age of hip hop is still kind of
post Columbine.
Post Columbine before 9/11.
It's the golden years.
Right. So everybody's on edge about niggas getting shot up, all this shit, and then hip hop is still because it's coming out of the 90s. Yeah. So niggas still have radios and shit. Uh-huh, so we on the bleachers
Ja Rule.
having a blast watching the school to see if it's gonna blow up. Nigga, Jersey was incredible.
Oh my God.
I miss Lindenwald. I miss South Jersey, bro.
I got kicked out of school.
Shout out to the
Goons. Had to go to like a special program for because I got
pregnant teens.
For stealing a golf cart. I got charged with grand theft.
So okay,
for stealing
for
a
golf cart.
That's crazy.
They used to give a black person some shit.
They were making an example out of you.
Oh boy, were they! Oh boy, were they! And
did you have to eat a whole pepperoni pizza?
Sounds so callback. And. I was in this, like, it was called Project Focus. It was me, my friend Capone, and my friend Lenny. And then two kids that got kicked out of school.
Capone and Lenny, huh?
Two kids that got kicked out of school for a year for bringing BB guns.
Okay.
And then a kid who was way younger than us and about 3 feet taller than us. It was a black kid named Rocky. Rocky was called Rocky because he beat the shit out of a high schooler
with rocks?
With a rock.
Oh my God.
From Jersey. So he picked up a rock brained the kid. And
Jersey City is.
We spent that entire time seeing what we could convince Rocky to do.
Hey.
Such as fuck a hole in a wall.
Okay. Nice. Not too hard. I would do that. I'd do
that
right now.
Teach himself how to fart on command. We really stretched the ability of what Rocky do. And then he would get mad and we would test him. Murdered a man with a shotgun.
What?
Before his senior year.
You dared him to murder someone with a shotgun?
No, that he just did that one on his own.
Wow.
I was just testing a murderer slowly.
That's crazy.
Did you call him Shotgunny after that?
Yeah.
That's so funny because I was reading on a Snapple cap that you walk past 36 murderers in your lifetime. Like you walk past, you don't even know. But there's
sometimes I feel like the numbers have to be higher.
Ass go higher now. But now it's like you go, damn, 36? That's it?
that's probably the low. Because you figure if you live in Camden.
Then there's more murderers.
I think this
But kid, Camden is small, so yeah, that's why.
Had a ton of potential to be able to fart on command. There, you could have done anything right? in
he
your
life.
He
used to lay on the floor and open his asshole. Ugh. And let the air in.
I know a girl like that. She was actually pregnant in high school.
Oh, genius. Yeah. Smart girl.
You know, I'm not saying anything, but she probably could have used that asshole for more good than she did.
Yeah,
she had that
more going in than coming out. Yeah.
Hey, fans of the show over the age of 21, I want to tell you about our friends at Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. That's right, guys, a $60 kilo. If you're currently a fan of Kratom, you should be getting it from our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, for just $60 a kilo. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on our account. This ad has no relevance to your life. But if you do use Kratom, it is time to stop going to smoke shops and gas stations and getting it in small amounts when you can have an entire kilo delivered to your home discreetly for just $60. One more time, guys, YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. They're the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so you can buy directly at the best prices available. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Any other weird heist? I'm sure we get the car in front. I'm trying to think of other, scare tactics.
What about the when the Columbine shit, the Rachel's hands or whatever that
I don't
was.
Know what that is.
Do you
is.
Remember that?
No.
You're from Long Island.
I'm from Queens, first of all. Relax.
Oh, I thought you were from Long Island. All right. God. Don't get offended by it.
Jeez. No, I'm much older than you, though.
Oh. So
I don't even know if
saying?
Rachel had hands when I was. I don't know what you're talking
sperm.
About.
Still sperm. There was a. When Columbine happened or whatever, a couple years after that. They started
Tracy
going
missed
around.
Work for the first World Trade Center bombing.
That's the one Biggie talks about.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, they were like, it was
you
like
jokes.
Tracy old as fuck.
Whatever, I look fucking good.
That was crazy.
I've had minimal work done.
Tracy, funny. You look great for 70.
That was the late good one.
I appreciate it.
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
No,
guys.
You're 30.
First of all, who's Rachel?
She was a girl who was at Columbine.
And did she go like this?
She had a diary where I don't know what happened, but she would like.
Is she the girl that they were like, "Do you believe in God?" And she said yes, and they shot her.
That shit was crazy.
That shit is not true. Probably.
Probably for sure not true. How do you know? How would you know that?
Exactly.
Oh my! I'm so lost right now. Who the fuck is Rachel, and what did she do?
She was some girl who got shot at Columbine.
And so, what'd they do in school about her hands?
I don't fucking know. They like talked.
Oh my God! Right. This guy's
on
chocolate.
We'll do better. What was that movie called? It was based on Elephant.
Yeah.
That shit kind of fucked me up a little bit because when he shot the black dude, I was like, "Damn, he's just walking." The kids was. Yeah, that was more than Rachel's hands. That kind of made me go.
There's
okay,
another
this shit
one
been.
Like we need to talk about. I want to say Kevin, and it's a mom who's got a fucked up kid.
Yes,
and then she's like kind of like is dealing with that she's her kid's like a sociopath, and he's a school shooter.
Damn. Oh my God,
it's super fucking dark.
Ugh, so dark.
Yeah, there's school shooting movies. I'm good.
I got taken out of school for post school shooting creepiness.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was the kid with the Marilyn Manson shirt. They took us. They took us all out.
Oh, did you have a trench coat?
They were worried about all of us.
Oh, there you go.
I had all that. I had the camo pants with the combat boots.
Yeah,
and they took us all.
I dress the way I dress
now.
So
just wild,
all black.
But that was just the style.
Because I went to school with all you motherfuckers, and y'all never did anything.
But that's
y'all just hung out at Hot Topic at the mall
because the Columbine kids weren't that.
Yeah.
Sick burn.
They weren't into Marilyn Manson. That was a creation by the media.
Yeah,
because they didn't know what to blame. So like they just they created this false identity so that they could pursue goth. It was just like it was like the Satanic Panic in the 80s. It had nothing to do with goth kids, but then that was the interpretation because it was a lot scarier to think these are two random bullies that were real shitty to people in all actuality. They fucking paint this picture that they were bullied and they were nerds. They were cocksuckers.
I saw the tapes.
They were mean motherfuckers. They were
mean motherfuckers. I saw them tapes.
And the, to be honest, them
shooting in the woods and shit, I was like, these
to
guys
be honest,
are fucking animals.
The one kid was a real asshole, and the other kid was kind of a follower. It was kind of like me and Lewis.
Wait, who's the asshole in that situation?
Lewis, and I'm his, I'm his goofy sidekick.
Yeah. Do you believe in God?
Sure, let me see your hands. What the fuck? Rachel, man.
Yeah, I don't.
And I think it was a little gay.
You think they were gay?
Yeah, I think absolute they were kind of gay.
All them niggas.
No, they're hanging out in the woods.
I gotta
all
die because you can't get pussy. That's incels, all that shit. It's just covering up the fact that you either don't like girls or you can't get girls, nigga. So I gotta die because you ain't fly.
Sorry about that.
That's what I hated about that shit.
It's all about us.
Because I was like,
Happy Pride Month.
I'm just pointing at you. It don't mean that shit. But I'm just like, I mean, black dudes who got bitches in school, out of school, we just like, they doing what?
They shoot each other one at a time.
Fuck you, Zach. But yeah, I never understood it.
Well, you heard it here first on the Realize Podcast. Eric and Dylan, possible gays. We're getting to the bottom of Columbine.
I get it.
All right. Let's go to this video. I want to see this one. Australian police employee caught on camera fondling.
Uh-oh.
A.
Uh-oh.
13-year-old girl. And found guilty for indecent assault.
Dang.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to watch the tape.
Yeah, I don't want to watch
this. It's a little
bit
of like a news video around.
Yeah, let's see.
Look at this guy's suit.
Of the moment, a sickening assault. A police employee assaulted a 13-year-old girl in a train station lift. Glenn Roach's excuse.
That's not an adult titty.
She was heard saying, oh, no.
And now he's been suspended from his role with the force.
I wish they would do that shit over here.
His twisted, predatory behavior. Nair means Nair.
Up her body as she's
he looked like a laid creep. Look at it. Look at
magistrate.
Him. Look at him.
Yeah. Everything is based on why people can't get pussy.
Girl, you assaulted.
A civilian employee, Roche, tried to persuade a magistrate this was just a game. Chasing a 13-year-old girl into a lift at Cabramatta train station.
Oh no!
Oh my God.
This is a challenge?
No. Pause it.
To me.
Ooh, right. So gross.
I thought they were going to say he was doing his job and copped a feel. Because it said police employee.
Right. Yeah.
My assumption was this was a search gone creepy.
That's what I thought. And now it's just he's off duty just touching girls.
He just gross.
What,
he
go to another
get him
town?
Out of here.
They played a tickle
Christ.
Game? What's going on in this elevator?
Castrate that motherfucker. Castrate him. Get him out of here.
It also comes back to just mental health. I mean, you have to be completely out of your mind.
To think you're going
to
get away.
To get away with that. Just wearing a hat? That's all you got?
All right, let's see it, Shannon.
I can get her and give her a kiss on the cheek like I have with her two sisters and mum.
Roche had spent the day sightseeing with his victim. Their families were only just getting to know each other in July 2019.
Gross.
But this is how the 54-year-old tried to
save her. Oh, my God, gross.
The 13-year-old girl told the court it was much more.
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
As she cowered under him, he squeezed her left breast.
I can't watch this shit.
What do you think was going through her mind when you put your hand on her breast?
My hands have slid across there. So there would have been some sort of contact with that. Certainly no sexual gratification or anything like that. Am I?
These niggas, man.
The magistrate didn't accept Roche's explanation for his actions. The court hearing the young girl still has nightmares and lives in fear.
Oh, my God, look at him.
She contributed to that occurring.
Yeah, it's her fault.
He's wearing an Adidas hat in the video and an Adidas t-shirt.
Well, he's brand loyal.
Yeah, that's brand new.
You think somebody in Adidas is like, can we send him some Nike shit?
Yeah.
This was like a family friend? I don't understand. They were sightseeing all day together?
It sounded like they were family friends.
Yeah, they did. He did actually know them and said that they've like played this game before where it's like,
yeah, I bet they have.
Tagger it, and that's what he was trying to do in the video.
They were just playing tag.
Stop. Who hang? Ugh.
We're playing Lifetime of Repressed Memories.
You broke Derek.
That's gross, man. It's
Jesus
gross.
Christ, man.
Do you want to be like, oh, you need to castrate him and send him to an
castrate
island?
Castrate this motherfucker, man.
But then that is the island. that we probably would have picked.
Australia?
Yeah, we already did.
So an island
we already
creep.
Did that. What, yeah, we already expect. Sent an island. We already sent all the bad people to an island.
Yeah. The real news story is why are there so many innocents on this island? We gotta get them out of here.
What?
This is an Epstein joke?
No, Australia is a criminal island.
Okay, I didn't die.
Australia was made as a giant prison.
Yeah, sex originally. Criminal boat.
Yeah.
Wow. This is shit I just don't know. This is just random facts that you guys know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I learn something new every day. Thank
we're
you.
Here to teach
I think
you.
We learned this in high school, didn't we?
We didn't give a fuck about Australia in high school. We
I know. Knew.
They were dodging bombs.
We said it
bombs.
Very quickly. We said it very quickly. We went, that's
Sydney.
Australia.
You know what? That might have been a Friday lesson.
Sydney. Yeah. You guys was on the bleachers.
Yeah.
Sydney. Oh, yeah. The white horn thing.
I really thought that was gonna because they said cop and I was like, oh, this is
Bloomin' Onions. Bloomin' Onions?
Yeah. Foster's.
Right?
Yeah.
Beer.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
That's
yeah.
all
Crocodile
Outback.
Out there.
Outback, maybe?
Dude, I used to drink Foster's all the fucking time.
Australia
for beer. Huh?
I feel like it's over like I feel like you get a 40 for a lot less.
I know. It was part of like, ooh, I'm the Foster's guy. You know, I would drink.
Those were
for
nice
months.
Beer cans.
They were nice. They were different.
Yeah, they're very
so they
thick.
Stuck out.
Speaking about Australian stuff, I have a video of a naked lady throwing things around in an Outback steakhouse.
Yes, please.
100%. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Why are we even talking?
Yes! That's what I'm talking about.
Nice.
This looks like a hibachi place. Oh, it's
that
the bar.
That is nuts. She's stacked.
Is she naked? She's naked?
She's completely nude.
Wow, she looks great.
Wow.
She's stacked.
She shaved her down under.
That girl is for the streets of Australia.
They're not even open, though. That
oh, my
count.
God. That looks so much fun, though. Just throwing it down.
How's she
going to
get down?
One.
She's got no shoes on.
Oh, she going. No, she got flip-flops on.
Idiot.
All right.
Oh, she's not all that. She got sandals on. She knew what she was doing.
I'm going to take a leap here and say this woman's mentally ill.
No, I bet you she's not.
No, look. I mean, look how steady this camera is.
Yeah.
She was definitely doing this for TikTok or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he over there on
Contest
his phone.
Contest is king.
Nice.
But she's stacked, though.
She looks great.
Nice little ass. Got perfect perky set.
Relax. Yeah. We good don't know thing. How old she is, do we?
Yeah, man.
She's younger than I am.
Old enough to get the Outback.
They need to send in a negotiator.
But steakhouse, man.
Derek, go in there, pull your pants down, and just walk. Yeah. Just go in there with your dick hard, your hands up. Miss.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, so yeah, sorry. Yeah. We're sending in
the help.
We're sending in an erect black man.
To get you off the bar.
To ease the situation. Babe,
Mitch.
Stop throwing stuff. Come on. Come on. Let's take a ride.
I have everything you need right here.
Don't throw the Hennessy. Don't throw the Hennessy.
If I drank, that'd be funny. If I drank the Henny and it was like in, say if it was like in Harlem and it was like a Henny Wings, and she was throwing Henny Wings.
Henny Wings?
They got Hennessy Wings at Dallas Barbecue. It's one of black people's go-tos on the birthday.
I love Dallas BBQs.
On the birthday.
If you go to a black woman... Like a hood kind of black chick's birthday.
Oh, yeah. I used to work at
Dallas,
the Olive Garden. I get it. Applebee's.
Them Henny Wings are going to be out for the night, nigga. They're going to be putting them out. They're going to run out of Henny sauce. I'll fuck.
So why was this woman doing this? Do we know anything
Paco,
about
this? Do you
have
any explanation or is it just a fun video?
I'm trying to find it. I can't see anything else. But I do have a police officer
It's that cop
detaining
from Australia.
Her.
Okay, sure.
Later.
All right, Miss.
Naked
get off
woman.
The bar.
They're not open. This is an employee.
Is she?
She didn't really want it that bad. She didn't want it that bad.
Get the fuck on the ground.
She's like, I have glass in my foot.
Oh wow,
God.
He tased her too. Good for him.
Probably you know how much right glass she probably has in her nipples,
dude. If someone in a uniform is going like this to me, I'm immediately like, I'll be as still as can be.
I would fall down like I got tased.
That usually don't work. For us.
So, yeah, well.
You can go try. Well, for you, it'll work. But if I do this.
Is that grenadine or blood?
I think that's just shit.
Grenadine wine, probably. Oh, my God.
Damn.
That's a rock bottom. You find yourself naked in
that's
an
the bottom.
Outback steakhouse.
That cop is jerking
wine.
It.
That's better than like a Denny's. It's a higher up establishment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind her throwing a grand slam my way. That'd be nice.
No, she was all right.
Jesus Christ. All right,
discussing the Henny Wings. Tracy, I know you're a reality TV expert.
Hello, yes.
Little Women of Atlanta, yay or nay?
All right, I'm not really into the Little Women franchise, but I'm not against it.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to cover it on one of
Are
my
you
podcasts.
Familiar?
I'm familiar with it. Of course I am.
This side of the table is not familiar.
I know Little Women.
Oh, I think
I'm just not saying shit. Yeah. I don't watch reality TV shows.
They're adorable.
My girl watches that shit. She watches Tyler's and Tierra's on.
Oh, it's
shit.
So good, though.
That show's still on.
See, if you had a kid when you were 13, once you're in high school, you could be senior year of high school, toddlering and tiaraing this child. It's perfect.
That's one way to look at it, Trace.
Making money. That's your job.
Yeah. But when I mean bag of shit mothers, yeah, I watch because I'll be like, there are mothers out here that are bags of garbage.
Yeah.
But then you find the good moms that like the black moms that help the little black princesses, and they always inspire them to be better than all these white bitches. I'll be like, okay, I fuck with that. I go, good for that mom inspiring her bullshit kids to go wear dresses and
shit. They should do an all black version of Toddlers and Tiaras. Like an all black made up, like the Honeymooners.
Oh. Someone laugh, please.
I'm just laughing. Come on, Brandon.
No, we're here for you. It's his birthday, guys.
I was like, my boy's coming. He coming through. I was like, come on, Brandon.
There was something there.
I'm just trying not to be a horrible person.
No, I know.
The grand prize is to get to meet their father.
That's what we could have had.
I was waiting for something.
Why'd you let me die?
Isn't that actually Little Women of Atlanta? The show that you're describing?
I have never seen.
It's very similar.
The Little Women of
Atlanta.
They're
all little midget girls, and it had a full grown husbands, and
it had a chicken wing attached.
So fucking weird.
At one of the girls' birthday parties, a woman threw an entire plate of chicken wings.
Penny wings!
That's like throwing legs for regular people.
That was.
Yeah.
Trace!
Thank you.
And then apologized to that woman for throwing wings at her daughter's funeral.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good place to make amends, really, honestly.
It's kind of my favorite show.
Yeah.
So it also has what I think is the unspoken trope in baby mama drama reality.
Okay.
Which is that black boyfriends are only filmed playing Xbox or in bed.
Weird.
That's not even true. Sometimes they're filmed
Holy
outside
shit.
Talking to their friend by their car.
Holy yeah. fucking shit. Wait
every,
a second.
Every black boyfriend in reality TV is only filmed when
not even
sleepy.
True.
They film them playing Xbox or in
so
or they do a scene in bed for no
if
reason.
If I ever flip channels and that reality bullshit is on, the black boyfriend is always
no,
he's
some,
always sleeping.
I'm telling you, outside.
And by the way, they plan all those shoots. It's not like he was like, I'm not getting out of bed for this. They were like, you.
Lay
you
down.
Too. Lay down for
lay
this.
Down.
I know it. And I'm convinced
And you the teen mom, nigga. So you know.
Not that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
But you see all the reality. So you, wow.
I mean, I see all the reality stuff, too.
That is wild. That's programming. That's crazy. That's
on Little Women of Atlanta, there's twins, and the one has a scene where she's like, my boyfriend and I have been trying to get pregnant for the last 6 months.
I'm not even mad at that because that sounds about right.
And today I'm going to tell him that I got a baby. And then it's like a big scene, and she's like, I just want to tell you that, you know, I got back from the doctors, and we pregnant them. And then his exact line was, yeah, what you want me to do about it?
Oh, no!
Jesus Christ.
That was too real.
Little Women of Atlanta, season one.
I did find the throwing wings
Yeah,
scene.
Please.
Please, yeah.
Oh, no.
That's Miss Juicy. Okay. Yo, ass. Oh, she looks like a fly.
Are they all
like
midgets?
A Oompa Loompa in the Johnny
They're
Depp
all like little
joint.
People?
In the
yes.
Johnny Depp.
Little,
little Women of Atlanta.
Oh. She little too?
No, that's one of the Little Women's moms.
Dang!
For real?
Whole plate.
Okay, so this is how you know the show is fake. No one is filming this.
Oh, like no one in the...
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
No one in the background is filming a woman dump chicken wings on a midget.
It's also like so obvious that there's lighting towards them, you know?
The only thing that hurts my feelings is that her little hands tried to...
Oh, for real? Couldn't reach.
It didn't even... It didn't help.
Are you fucking serious?
She
didn't have anything to.
Her arms couldn't.
That, see, that's fucked up. She knew she couldn't block it.
And she dumped them on her head, too.
Oh,
the
no.
top she couldn't reach.
Oh, no.
Jesus
I can't
Christ.
Be simple. It's reality television. I just can't show
No,
sympathy.
You know what you signed up for.
That shit.
No, it's all real. Please stop saying that reality television is not real. It is all
it's
real.
Not real.
The beginning of every episode of Little Women of Atlanta is like they sat and went, hey, what's a hilarious thing that we can make these little midgets do? And it's like, today we're going to paint the ceiling of our apartment.
Yeah.
we're going to try to reach everything from the top cabinet. Yeah.
Today we're going horseback riding.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a 300-pound black midget woman. Here's a pony they brought out for me.
Dang. Yeah, it's that's pretty bad, but hilarious. I love that.
All right, let's do one more story before we start to get out of here. I'm looking at another video. Walmart employee knocks out a customer after being spit on.
Oh, I saw that. After being ass leveled. It was a beautiful.
Let's
see. That was a beautiful event. Let's show it. Let's show what really happens out there. I respect this dude. He put that
motherfucker on the floor. Who spit on who in this?
The customer spit on the worker.
I think I saw it yesterday as well.
The worker shook off because his homies were trying to hold him back. Play this shit.
Yeah, let's see.
Come on. Let's talk about this.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
See this? Spits on him. He said, all right, homie, no, it ain't worth it. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
hey, yeah. Put your bitch ass to sleep.
Oh, my God.
God, I love when somebody gets knocked out.
That guy's faking.
Wait,
it.
Where did he punch him?
He punched him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
off camera, he got hit in his jaw.
Oh, man.
That looked like a jaw. Look, it's called sleep time. Because you heard the punch.
Oh, my.
Y'all heard that punch.
Yeah, dude, I think if that was fake, he wouldn't have hit his head like that on the way down.
He said, you heard that joint.
There's not a better video
of
that?
That was a knuckle slap. When you get a good knuckle slap.
He punches him off camera?
When all four.
Oh, yeah, when you hear it.
When you all four, those are some good high school knockouts. Oh.
Yeah, when the jaw goes like.
I feel like Walmart's one of the places you're like, if you work here, I'm not fighting you. Because you've got nothing to lose.
You're a felon. You're a felon.
Half of them are mentally
disabled. It's like fighting a welder. It's like, you do this because you went to jail.
Yeah.
He put the knuckle on his face.
Oh, my God.
Gotta love a good knockout, especially when it's deserved.
He also brought down all of his shit. Like, he didn't even need to spill the cart.
So,
just fucking, the guy grabbed the cart and went down, spilled all of his stuff.
Well, I thought that was going to be longer, so let's look at one more thing.
Yeah, it was very short. That's how knockout's supposed to be.
Husband is jailed for 30 years. Shannon, bring this up and read the rest while I cough.
Husband is jailed for 30 years after punching wife to death in front of their three kids.
What the fuck?
Wait, there's more. On a cruise to celebrate 18th wedding anniversary before blaming her for laughing at him.
What?
So it happened on a cruise. They got into an argument. She says, I want a divorce. And he just attacks her in front of their family.
All right, pause.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
18th and last anniversary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cruises are for the worst dregs of society. Yes.
Yeah, that's what happens on a cruise.
The last time I was on a cruise, I was like a kid.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what you're talking about.
I was a kid as well.
I was never on a cruise. I'm very, very classy.
Three cruises. One, I was 16. It was with my church.
You went on a church cruise?
Absolutely. They had lime green shirts that said Sailing with the Savior. It was the most hilarious, but it was fun. I met so many women on that cruise.
Nice.
And the next one was, I was 18, and then my last one, I was 22.
Wait, did you, the 18 and 22, was that church related? Or?
Nah, those was like, the first cruise was so fly.
Right.
Let's see if, and it was never the same.
The
as
second
that
and the third, when Jesus wasn't there, was it good still?
Yeah, no. Nah, okay. He was prevalent in, where was we at? In Bermuda.
Yeah.
They fuck with him out there.
Yeah, he lives there.
In Bermuda?
Yeah, in Bermuda, they fuck with him.
That's where he summers.
Riding scooters, going past all these churches. It was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, Jesus actually, he runs the ATV area right by the beach over there. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
No, he doesn't.
But the first cruise was the shit because I was 16 and it was free pizza for
cruises
24
hours. Cruises are fucking awesome, dude. I have so much fun.
We are trash.
We are trash.
And
but
it's fun for trash. And I say that as trash.
Going out. Being with a bunch of people,
fun.
Everybody going in the pool, pissing in the pool.
This
food
is
everywhere.
Food is
everywhere.
Let me
everywhere.
Tell you,
it makes me feel like I'm going to faint when you guys even talk about a cruise.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I hate boats. I hate cruises. I hate the people on a cruise ship. I hate being around that many people in one place.
Okay.
I don't want to sleep anywhere that there's, like the bathroom's not luxurious.
You don't like round windows?
I don't like round windows. I don't want to be under the sea. I want a full-size room. I want just like amenities. This is not what I'm looking for.
Personal problem. Anyway, so on my cruise.
What if everything sucks, but they fold your towel into a monkey?
I met a girl named Bonita. I met a girl named Rosette. Like, it was just
But you're all on one
shits.
Cruise.
Yeah.
You have
but
to,
it was
like,
fine. I was just, it was like every night. It was a week of just, so we hang out tomorrow.
Nice,
see
dude.
You Tuesday. Wednesday, we did a little of that. Oh, it's too many waves and shit. Oh, we stopped by the beaches and shit. I had my Timbs on like a trash person. I was walking around.
Timbs on a cruise ship?
Oh, my God.
Why are you shocked by that?
But it was great.
I got to out trash Derek real quick.
Yeah.
The first and only time I ever did meth.
Oh,
was with a girl named Bonita.
You don't even
white girl.
Nice.
With cornrows.
Come on, Jacobico.
White girl with cornrows.
She was on vacation.
No. Outside
she
got of a
right
bar.
Off the boat.
She called
herself
grew up
Bahad Bahabi.
Who told me she was a stripper.
Oh.
And that if I went to her strip club, we could fucking smoke crack in the private room.
One, two punch.
Gave me her number, said don't call during the day. That's when my boyfriend's home.
That is a
and
royal
he beat
flush.
Me up last time a guy called.
Royal
oh my God.
Flush. Keep going.
She goes like, and this is the only time I've ever done meth. She goes like this to me, points at me outside of a bar, goes, which should mean cocaine. It should mean cocaine. She's
That does mean, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, this is
cocaine.
I see enough white people do
it's,
that.
It's cocaine. Yeah, but it was it the left or the right nostril?
You have to be very specific.
This side is saying
right,
that.
Exactly.
And she takes out what looked like a pog container.
Nice.
A pog.
It was round.
Like a little Daffy Duck head.
Right, with a straw.
Did she have a slammer in it?
Gotta love the slammers.
We each do a blast from a straw. Immediately, I go, that's not cocaine.
Yeah, of course.
Because I start sweating what felt like amazing. Duck sauce.
Wow.
It felt like glass.
That just is what comes out when you sweat.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, you do. Don't you sweat duck sauce on anything? Yeah. Anyway, yeah.
And then I'm like, well, at least I'm probably going to. This was behind my mother's garage when I was 18. And then I was like, at least I'm probably going to hook up with this girl.
Yeah.
She then says to me, hey, there's a guy at the bar I'm trying to fuck.
Ugh. Dang.
Turns around, bends over, brings her dress up, and goes, can you tell I have my period through my panties? This
oh, is. My God.
And then you came.
Got me beat.
And then walked off into the night back to Charlie's Corner.
Oh, my God.
On Patterson Plank Road.
On meth?
Yep, just left me on meth. Back to Charlie's Corner in Secaucus, New Jersey.
Is that the
Patterson
club?
Plank?
Patterson Plank Road.
I know
Road.
Exactly where Patterson Plank Road is at.
That's where I grew up.
Oh, right there on the highway, nigga.
I know, that's
highway
tripper.
Life. Highway lifestyle.
I grew up right off damn. Patterson Plank Road.
Patterson Plank Road, because I used to live in Jersey City. And I was messing with a girl that had something to do on Patterson Plank. I had to go, wow. Good for you, man.
Wow.
I ain't got it.
And because I always say there's two kinds of bonitas. There's bonita.
And then there's
bonita!
Bonita Joe!
And she was definitely of the second variety of bonitas.
You pissing all the mason jars?
Speaking of bonitas.
Oh, fuck me. This is so nice.
No one wrote on it, though.
Wow.
There you go, Brandon Sagalow. 10 years.
Enjoy yourself, buddy. God.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy birthday.
Woo! I think we even splurged for the Oreo cake like a goddamn good little boy.
Wow, if I knew there was going to be food, I would have not taken mushrooms. Wow.
Brandon Sagalow.
Oh well, happy fucking birthday,
thank
my friend.
You, everybody.
Happy birthday.
However you want to do it.
Thank you all.
Brandon Sagalow, birthday man. You. 30
years old,
bro.
You only get one.
Your comedy is going to change in a great way. It did for me when I turned 30. I started getting really good. I don't know what it was.
Oh, wow.
But yeah.
I started getting really good.
Yeah.
I was trash until I turned 30. I'm telling you.
Really?
Now's the time, baby. Terrible. You're about to evolve like a Pokemon.
Thank you, guys. How'd you guys know I love fucking Oreos?
Oh, we looked at you once.
Yeah, that was a loaded question.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for 30. It's going to be cool, whatever, you know. I think I got it all under control.
Good for you, man. I'm excited for you. You're a great friend, and I'm glad to be here for your birthday.
Thanks, man.
Be safe.
Samesies.
Thank you.
All right, let's knock this last story out and get the fuck out of here so Brendan can have a happy birthday and go to the Van Gogh exhibit. Shannon, read us about this fucking husband killing his wife.
Yes. So this is what they looked like. This is what they looked like.
That's cruise people.
Past tense.
What's up? What's his nose?
No.
Oh, that's an alcoholic nose.
Oh,
he looks like an eagle.
That's one of like the capillaries in your nose burst when you drink.
Duff.
So that's why like old men will have the big red bulbous nose.
Oh my God.
Because they never heal.
And that never fucking heals, huh? Oh,
yeah, no,
shit.
That's a drunk nose, I think.
His ears are pointy, too.
He looks like the devil. Fucking... He looks like a drawing of the devil.
Yeah. He looks like the...
He's pointy.
Yeah, he looks like the eagle.
He's trying to tempt Derek off of his cruise.
Yeah, nah. I was a young man when I went on a cruise.
He's like, I have on a neon green shirt.
Ages.
Didn't you read my shirt? I'm sailing with the Lord.
So he killed
sailing with the Savior.
Sorry about that.
So kick the alliteration.
Sorry about that.
Shannon, you also said that people thought it was part of a murder mystery game.
Yes. So there were people. So this happened in front of their three daughters, as well as other family members that were there to celebrate their 18th year wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God.
And the onlookers that were kind of seeing it happen.
Jeez.
Shut the door, please. Sorry. Every time I turn the mic on, the door opens. So onlookers saw him like beating her bloody, like he beat her to death with his bare hands.
And everyone else was like, this show gets better and better.
This is very realistic.
Every year.
Yes. People Jesus were like, oh yeah, this is part of the murder mystery. And it took time for the family members that actually watched it happen to
go and get
help.
It's not much of a mystery.
Oh my God.
I think it's him. Hey, hon, I think it's him.
Yeah. There weren't any people watching going like, this is way too good.
It's the husband in front of the frozen yogurt machine with his fists.
Yeah.
It said the ship hosted a Sherlock Holmes murder mystery night, so everyone just assumed.
Again and again.
Like, why isn't he wearing that hat?
Yeah, he's been convicted. He'll be serving 30 years.
Now, here's my question.
30 years for beating
Does
somebody
the boat-
to death?
Stop.
No, I hope he get killed in jail. That motherfucker.
Does the boat stop?
Or do they finish the cruise?
I think they finish the cruise. They probably airlift the body.
Do they have a jail? I'm sure they have.
That's garbage.
Yeah.
Do they have a jail at the bottom of the boat that they have to keep him in?
They definitely do. They definitely do.
They do until they go back to a port. The cruise is over, people.
No, the cruise isn't over.
Someone has been.
The cruise
murdered,
is over for his wife, but not for everyone else.
I'm sorry, you get your refunds.
No.
Okay?
You could probably complain, though.
I would assume his family got to get off at whatever port they stopped in. Hopefully there's
Unless they wanted to have the best time of their lives.
Yeah, they're like, I came for braids. I'm getting braids.
I would stay on the boat and then write a strongly worded email and be like, Dear Carnival Cruises, I would like a full refund
you have a glass
for
of
my...
wine?
I would like a full refund for my downstairs room. There were no windows and someone got murdered.
Yeah.
And I would like a voucher for my next trip.
It's not like they can turn around.
Of course they could turn around.
Yeah,
no, there's fucking 1,000 people that just paid for that trip.
Yeah, no. Don't ruin everyone else's time just because you had to beat your wife to death.
Someone
They don't stop when people fall off the boat.
No, they do not.
If someone got killed at a stadium, they would... I don't know.
A stadium's on land.
What if...
Not if it was...
They don't stop the cruise when somebody falls off the boat.
They do not. Because that's how they fell off the boat. They didn't even stop.
All right. I believe you. I believe you guys...
Life must go on.
If I were the captain, I would say, I think we have to turn the
boat. And then they would be like, you're fired.
Yeah.
Good heart.
Yeah, they'd be like,
that's 30 years old.
Tracy over here, dark than a motherfucker.
They'd be like, you're fired, faggot. Yeah. This is Carnival Cruise Lines. We stare death in the face.
It's a dog eat dog business.
We keep playing as the boat goes down.
People die. That's what happens. People die.
People have to die on cruises of like heart attacks.
People die on planes.
Yeah. Murdered. That's true. I'm talking about murdered.
One of my grandmother's friends died on a cruise. She had a heart attack.
Yeah, they didn't
turn it around or did they put her on ice?
They choppered it in.
Yeah, they chopper her in. They airlift the body and then they keep going.
I found something that says if a guest falls off a cruise ship that they will turn back to try to find the passenger.
Yeah, right.
Oh, let's go look a little bit.
The ship will spend several hours looking for a missing passenger and other ships may also join in the search.
That seems not very fruitful.
Does anyone see her?
Yeah.
Nope.
Look over. No. Okay, let's go.
It's the ocean.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. See, you fuck. Like, you just got to be on some Tom Hanks look and have a whale wake you up every morning. And then there's a fucking oil tanker. And you go. Like, that's. You at sea, bro. That's why I hate the ocean.
When I
did it, it is
that's
the
why you
space,
hate the ocean.
It's the space on Earth. It's just like, no.
Mm-hmm.
These fish that are down that look like aliens, I go, I'm just staying in
the
resort.
They're the birds. Yeah. They're like birds of the ocean.
I just go, what the fuck?
Every time a cruise ship leaves its port, it's being like, it's tempting death.
Yeah.
It's going,
you're dancing with
kill
the devil.
Everyone here.
Why don't you like cruises, Tracy? Never mind.
No, I get why you don't like them,
you know
but I was 16 when I was
yeah,
was
you
great.
Didn't know better.
If a cruise never left the port, I would be so into that.
And that dope.
A fucking party at a cruise. Yeah. And then you could go back to fucking Queens.
Yeah, it's called a catering hall.
Zach, you're, I think that's Tracy's.
Yeah, you, every time you cough, you just press my button. Really? But it's fine.
I'm sorry.
I just heard it.
It's okay. I thought I was having a stroke.
That is I'm you. So,
this
so
one's
sorry.
You. I didn't know I had this power.
You have a lot of power tonight.
Son of a bitch. And I apologize about that.
I found there's an article that says if somebody dies on a cruise ship, that typically they'll wait till they get to the next port.
And dump them.
Yeah. And unload them. As long as that port country has a morgue and is willing to accept the body.
Yeah. And then they fly it home.
Yeah. When I did the heavy metal cruise with Jay.
How many people
thank
died?
Thank you.
Congratulations, Zach.
I slept in the one, like, I never
you
got off the boat.
Emphasis on heavy metal.
I never got off the boat when it landed, when it went to the first port. Like, I slept in that day. And then I went out that night and I found out they thought I had left the boat and never came back. So there were employees walking around with iPads with pictures of me
jerking off.
Have you seen this clown man?
Yeah. Asking people where I was because they thought they left me on some random island.
Oh, wow. My God.
And then I didn't have cell phone service, so I was terrified that they had already called my wife to say I was missing.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And then, I'll tell another embarrassing cruise story.
Okay.
Cruises. Last day of the cruise, everybody does mushroom pills. I only did a little. Didn't go well for me, and I wanted to go back to my room.
Of course.
Laying in my room, I saw faces in my curtains. Wow. I decide, let me put on TV, relax, and forget about this.
Yeah, that's what you
right?
do.
Right? Relaxing, go through my phone. Maybe I'd save some pictures on my phone knowing I wasn't going to have internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I had some ladies on my phone to look at.
Okay, here it comes.
Last night of the cruise, start rubbing one out.
Nice.
Okay.
Got my fucking jorts around my ankles.
Jorts.
The staff was coming to check people's bags. I did not know.
Oh, my God.
So TV's blasting. I'm jerking off to my phone.
On mushrooms.
Wow. So it's a mixed bag.
Staff member. Now, if I was going to go in somebody's room, I would knock, wait, and then open the door.
Walk right in.
It went knock, open, and my instinct as a married man is to throw away whatever I'm jerking off to first.
Right.
He threw the phone at his face.
It's no one.
So I just threw the phone.
Oh, no.
So now I'm very obviously in bed masturbating, but he sees me and the TV's on. So he thinks I'm jerking off to the TV.
What was on the TV?
Tyler's
Monsters University.
Wow!
Tyler's and Tierra's.
Damn, ba-ba! Yeah! So, big eye aliens and blue big motherfuckers.
Billy Crystal.
I'm jerking off to John Goodman as a plush blue monster. The guy from the cruise line looks at me, looks at the TV, and goes, stay rock. Throws up devil horns and closes the door.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
It's also a Friends episode.
The one where Zach gets caught masturbating to Monsters University.
And that's what we're calling this episode. Happy birthday, Brandon Sagalow.
Happy birthday.
I want to thank
you so much.
My guests, Derek and Tracy. You guys are the best. Please wish Brendan a happy birthday on social media. Follow him on Twitch and everything else. Thank you guys so much. This is Zach and Miko, Real Ass Podcast. Goodbye.
Hell yeah.
That's all, folks.
Hey guys, if you're a fan of the show, you're going to love some of the other great shows here on the Gas Digital Network. This week we're highlighting Jessica Kirsten's Disgusting Hawk. I've been on it, Lewis has been on it. It is one of the funniest shows going today. You should definitely check it out. Jessica is one of the funniest people in comedy, period. Here's a clip.
Have you ever written out your name on a girl's face?
No, I wish I produced that kind of volume, but I don't. I'm more of like it's an easy cleanup.
It's only three letters.
It's true. Maybe if I just finish and drag, do you know what I mean? Keep going back to like an inkwell?
Yes.
Perhaps like that. I will give it a try.
Yes.
I'll try on Christina.
Okay. When you try on Christina, can you videotape it? I love watching things like that.
God. Are you into videotape?
Yes.
What's your favorite kind of pornography?
Face-sitting.
Face-sitting?
Yes.
Girl sitting on guy's face?
Yes.
Mm.
I hated my father.
So you feel like every time you're smothering him?
Yes.
Do you scream, Daddy, stop?
Yes. How did you know that, Joseph?
Well, it's Jay. And, My name was Joseph. I couldn't, I'd have to come seven times to get that name written.
That's very true.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
What's your favorite kind of porn?
Housewives having sex with, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm just moving my mic. Just have to adjust my mic.
Oh, wow. That's, sorry. I like that.
No, just take it easy.
Is it happening on purpose?
What's your favorite porn?
My favorite porn is
Janelle.
Gaggle of black men having sex with housewife while husband watches.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Like watching a woman get pounded by a group of black men, like a gang?
Yeah, a gang bang.
And then the husband watches and says, what is he doing while he watches?
Well, the ones I like is just the ones where they're filming. Sometimes it gets a little, I don't know why, if I'm trying to put myself into the spot of how hot that would be, mm-hmm. I don't like the ones when the black guys are insulting the dude. I don't like that.
Like if they're on the side going, bet you could do this, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Then I picture like doing some weird Death Wish vigilante move on all of them.
Right.
Have you ever been involved in a gangbang, Dr. Crane?
I have. I've had every hole filled at one time.
One time?
Mm-hmm.
Every hole. Are you counting nostrils and ears? Or
Are you just every hole. Every single hole.
Let's count. That's 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7?
24.
24/7.
I have holes where you don't even, you wouldn't even believe where some of my holes are.
What's your favorite hole?
Probably in between my ass and my vagina.
Oh, okay. The third eye.
Yes.
Yes.
I call it the Pamela hole.
That's where your chakra lives.
Yes. You are very deep.
It's very spiritual. I don't like to talk about it too much because a lot of my friends are lunkheads, you know, like UFC fans and stuff. But right. I like to mix up. I'm pretty intelligent, I think.
Yeah, I think you are too.
Thank you, doctor.
When you're talking to me, you're kind of like putting on a little thing. Like when I like you're taking on my aura, kind of. Are you gay?
A little bit.
No.
In fact, I took a lie detector test. Took a lie detector test yesterday. It said I was, in fact, 100% sure that I'm not even bi.
Really?
Yeah. And even that surprised me a little bit.
Have you ever touched a dick?
Yeah.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us.
It was, it's been several times. Is that, are you okay? Are you choking?
No.
I'm just thinking.
Sometimes when I think, I move my tongue around.
That's understandable. I bounce my knee. It's a little less off-putting, but.
So I should bounce my knee instead of put my tongue all over the place?
No. I want you to be comfortable. This is your show. I'm just here as a guest. And, you know, I had some questions. You know, you are the foremost sex advice person here at Gas Digital. So
I am.
As a person who's on the network with you, I had some questions I wanted to ask.
Okay, sure. I'm going to let you ask a question in a minute, but when did you touch a dick?
I've touched a dick. I mean, we've, in South Africa, to have our girlfriends at the time agree to hook up with each other if their drunken proposal was, but you'd have to touch, if you touch his dick, we'll do that. So,
of course.
Yeah, it was Jim Jeffries. He pulled his dick out, and I just grabbed it because I was like, yeah, is that all? Now can we go do this other thing?
Oh, wow. Did it fit in between your little thumb? Because he seemed small.
You'd think so, right? But it's like, no, he was Australian, so it was a thick one, a thick softy.
Like a
which
sausage.
Which we could all hope for. Like a sausage, but like when you buy the 12-pack. Not like those pre-made like a breakfast links. I'm talking about like a heavy calabrese.
Like a chicken apple sausage?
Yes. Now you understand. Yes. Like a super sod.
Yes. Nice.